the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Here with Gene and Chris. We're back on the old stead with the Paracast. We had a really enjoyable session last week with James Fox, Tracy Torme, and I'm really looking forward to their new film, 701. Sounds really fascinating. I think the thing that we're all going to be interested in is how they do the recreations.
It should be interesting.
Because this is where you have to really use your judgment as a producer and director and screenwriter to manage the recreations in a way that respects the facts of the case, but also respects the concerns of producing an informative and entertaining movie. And movies got to be entertaining, no matter what. It's not hopefully going to be like some of the things we've seen, because we've seen how James Fox, when he was exposed to the Chasing UFOs show, just freaked out. This guy has a respect for facts, and I have to trust he's going to do the right thing. And the same is true for Tracy Torme, who has a long, storied career in particularly the TV business. Yep. So we're going to be looking forward to that.
I'm also going after some new and different guests that you could, I guess, call entertainers. Tomorrow, Monday, a new album is being released by one of the most influential and seminal bands of the 80s. On many people's lists, they were the best band of the 80s, the Pixies.
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah, I had the unique pleasure of having them warm up for me when I was in a band in Boston back in 87, 88, and I actually met them, and they opened up for me, and I thought they sucked. I really did. I mean, they were screaming, and the bass player, Kim Deal, is a really hot woman with incredible talent. She's no longer in the band, but I was watching a documentary, Gene, a week or so ago, about the Pixies, and the singer, Charles Thompson, who's also the chief songwriter, he writes all the tunes. There was a brief bit where he was talking about their third album, which was called Bossa Nova, and it has all these sci-fi themes and UFOs and aliens and stuff, and in the little vignette that they were filming of him driving in the car, he says, yeah, when I was younger, I had some really, you know, pretty amazing UFO experiences. So I thought, hey, what a perfect opportunity to invite him on the show and let him talk about something different than, you know, his band and all the, you know, the hoopla that's surrounding their the release of their first album in 23 years. I mean, Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, it was his favorite band. U2, Bono says he's the best songwriter in America, or one of America's best songwriters ever. They opened up for U2 in the early 90s. And I'm sure when he gets on radio shows, he's tired of talking about the band and tired of talking about the personnel difficulties that they had and just, you know, all the mundane stuff that he has to constantly over and over and over again answer the same question. So I sent an inquiry letter to his management company asking if he'd be interested in coming on the Paracast and talking about something different. So, well, maybe we'll get a little letter-writing campaign going if they don't respond right away. But that would be fun. He's a very, very interesting guy, and I think that would really make for a cool show going along with our recent kind of spate of having entertainment guests on, including today's guest, film director Maddie Beckerman.
Now, just in advance of this, and this is going to be fascinating, because of the fact that this movie bases the story on the episode at Brown Mountain Lights in North Carolina. And the reason it's interesting, and I'll mention this to Maddie when he gets on, but I'll give you listeners more detail because I'd rather focus on the guest. And that is probably 40 years ago, I went to Brown Mountain. Now, I hate going on mountains. You see, I'm totally the opposite of Chris. Chris goes in all sorts of out-of-the-way places, and that's his stock and trade. That's his shtick. I, however, am a hermit, and I am somewhat afraid of heights. I can fly in an airplane, that's no problem. But I remember the one time I went to the World Trade Center in 2001, and I felt an incredible amount of fear when I was at the top floor. Of course, 6 weeks later, we know what happened, so maybe I was sensing something. But okay, to get back to this trip to the Brown Mountain Lights to see what was going on, I went with my first wife, Geneva Hagen, and you people have heard her on the show. She's a very, very smart woman, and she's still very interested in what we do, and we remain friends after all these years. And Alan Greenfield has also been a guest on the show. And we went up there to the peak to have a look at what was going on. Now, I'll be frank, we didn't see anything strange. We did see some lights, and the crowd was ready to applaud or cheer. Hey, we saw the Brown Mountain Lights. No, it was an airplane. But that was as close to anything strange as possible. But in our excursion to the vicinity of Brown Mountain, we got to see this guy who ran a little store named Ralph Lale. And he claimed that he was in contact with the beings who were responsible for the lights. In other words, he was a UFO contactee.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So we had fun. Now, I don't know how close Maddie Beckerman has gone to exploring all this background.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to ask him some hard questions. Now, let's point out here, this is just not somebody's amateur film. It is something here that has some first-level producers, like Lawrence Bender is a producer. Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill, remember those films?
Oh, yeah.
He was responsible for being a producer on Alien Abduction, which is Maddie Beckerman's first film. Also, Mike Fleiss, who is responsible for Hostel and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This would be the newer version of that. And therefore, we're talking here about experienced producers who've done thrillers, and they've got a cast of actors here whom I've never heard of. I expect they're probably newcomers. But we got this press release about this film from IFC Films Sundance Select. So it's something that really is being taken seriously. And by the way, you can see it. It's not in a major theatrical release. According to the publicity blurb we got, it's open now in select theaters and available on video on demand. So, you know, if you got DirecTV or Comcast or something, take a look at the VOD or video on demand and see if it's available. If you have an Apple TV, take a look at iTunes and see if it's available, because you get a chance to see how well they've handled it. I know we haven't seen the film yet. We're going to be talking about the background and the inspiration here. But I know Chris and I are ready to watch the video on demand after this. It does sound fascinating. Remember, it's a fictional film, okay?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around an abduction film based on the Brown Mountain Lights. We're really going to have to do a little digging here and see if we uncover anything that's going to create a connection here that I can sort of wrap my head around.
Now, the key here is to see how they take the story and how it's spun into this movie. Do they just take the surface fact of strange lights being seen on a mountain and simply imply all the rest and build a fictional story out of it, or what? What kind of research did they do?
Well, that would be my guess.
I don't want it to be like, for example, Earth versus the Flying Saucers, a 1950s film which was inspired by a major Donald Kehoe flying saucer book. The only inspiration there was like the first 30 seconds of the movie where they talk about UFO sightings. Everything else was a standard grade B science fiction film having nothing to do with Kehoe. In fact, I kind of think, or I heard, that the reason they even bought the rights to Kehoe's book is because they felt he had the right to use the name Flying Saucer. That Kehoe had the patent or something on it. Of course, he didn't.
Trademark, right?
Yeah, the trademark, and that's why they did it. Who knows? Anyway, we have Maddie Beckerman, director of Alien Abduction, coming on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Go. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have director Matthew Beckerman joining Gene and Chris on the Paracast. And we're talking about a new film, a science fiction film called Alien Abduction, that has a factual basis, as we mentioned in the previous segment, the Brown Mountain Lights in North Carolina. Matty, welcome to the Paracast.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Tell us first, before we get into the story and how you chose this particular episode to influence a movie, what's your background in the film business?
So I was a initially a music supervisor. We did about 40 films for film and TV. And it was everything from Jackass to Nancy Drew and Charlotte's Web. And through that process, I met, you know, writers, directors, producers, and decided to start my own company making movies. And one of the first movies I made as a producer was called The Experiment with Adrian Brody and Forrest Whitaker. And that came out through Sony. And the director was this great director named Paul Shearing. And he had created the TV show and series Prison Break. The movie was based on the real-life Stanford prison experiment. And we did pretty well with it. You know, it wasn't a huge theatrical release, but I really learned how to make an independent film that way. And then I decided, you know, to do this on my own, to actually write a project with my best friend that was close to my heart, which is the story of the Brown Mountain Lights.
Why the Brown Mountain Lights? Have you had an interest over the years in paranormal events?
Yeah, I mean, my family have lived in the area that the real lights have been seen, and my grandparents have been there since the 1970s. So we would go and visit them, and I'd hear stories about the lights. And then I actually ended up working there for a couple years with my uncle and one of the guys that I had worked with there. He's a peculiar guy and was a little shy and strange. And I sat down with him after a while. He opened up to me and told me after seeing the lights, he had been abducted and repeatedly. And, you know, I didn't really believe him, really skeptical about it. I just thought he was a little crazy. But, you know, he had no reason to really lie to me about it. Just a salt of the earth, good natured, nicest guy I know. And then I started talking to other people who had similar stories. And it really changed my mind. People like police officers and school teachers and, you know, just good people. And people who wouldn't appear on camera because they were scared of the blowback that they would receive having come out with a story like this.
Did you ever hear stories about a guy named Ralph Lale?
Yes, yes. Now this is kind of a kooky story from the area.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure you guys know a little bit of the background on it. So Ralph Lale.
I met Ralph Lale years ago.
You did?
I sure did. I visited Brown Mountain. Understand, I'm an old codger. So this was about maybe 100 years ago. But we did go to North Carolina. We did check out Weissman's View. And we did visit, I think it was a rock shop or something that Ralph Lale managed.
Man, I never met him. I can't believe you have, because he's such a legend in the area. Now, do you want me to explain the background of Ralph?
Please tell our listeners about him. This is fascinating.
Yeah, so Ralph Lale owned a little shop close to Brown Mountain and the Overlook. And he would pack his lunch in the morning. He'd walk out into the woods. And he would disappear for weeks at a time. And when he'd come back, he would say, I was just taken on a ship and we went to another planet with my alien friends. Now, not only that, but Ralph around Brown Mountain, if you paid him like $45, you could go into this back room of his shop. And he had what he claimed was an alien body. There's a couple known pictures of it. One, I think Joshua P. Warren, who's a very, you know, famous paranormal researcher has.
Sure.
And he showed me this picture and, you know, it looks like the mummified body of a very small alien creature. And, you know, Ralph Lale died and, immediately his, little shop was bulldozed. And no one to this day can find that alien body.
Now, when I visited him, I don't recall if he offered to let us see an alien body for $45. Now, in those years, $45 was real money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Did you get to see it?
No. I don't recall seeing anything like that.
I think you had to be pretty close to him in order for him to actually share that with you.
We do have a photograph. It's kind of a slightly blurry, but we do have a photograph at forum.theparacast.com on the question thread that we have for your show here.
Oh, the photograph's up there. Great. I'm so glad. I mean, it's a freaky looking thing. And I think, you know, people were speculating that it was a mummified body of a child and like some really freaky stuff. I mean, it doesn't look human to me. And Ralph Lael was a bit of a kooky guy. But he had story after story of visiting with these alien creatures. And it's easy to say he was just a nut, but, you know, it's very possible.
Pack a lunch and disappear for weeks at a time. That's a head scratcher.
Yeah. I mean, he would walk out into the woods and no one would see him.
Of course, you see, the problem is he's long gone, so there's really no way to investigate this. But did he have any family members around there that anyone could talk to and maybe get a background about this?
You know, Josh Warren has done exactly that.
Okay.
And he's spoken to his family members and he's really dug in on it. And, you know, the stories seem authentic. You know, no one has disproved that this is not the real case. Yeah. It's one of the many legends surrounding the Brown Mountain Lights.
Let's go into more of those legends, because I think our listeners will want to get a perspective as to how this influenced your screenwriting activities. Okay, now, let me tell you here, I never saw the lights. I was up at Weissman's View. We did see some lights, and everybody was ready to shout, "There it is, there it is." It was just an airplane.
Yeah.
That's as close as we came. Now, did you personally ever see anything up there, anything strange? And let me tell you, we're going to break in about a minute, so if we start an answer now, we'll pick it up on the next segment.
Yeah, I have seen the lights myself. I took pictures of them. I saw 9 or 10 of them moving around the mountain range and shooting off into the sky. And it's on my website. You go to alienabductionfilm.com. I have a blog up there that actually shows me at Weissman's View taking pictures and strange objects showing up in our actual photographs.
It's very important here, because we're talking about not just writing a fiction film. Like,
yeah.
There was one very recently about abductions. They even implied a factual basis, and it was just another fiction film. It wasn't a bad abduction film. It was Mila Jovovich, I believe, was the star.
Oh, right, right.
So any time you see Leeloo in a movie, you say, you know what? It was worth watching. The film we're talking about, or we'll be talking about as we create the background for you, is Alien Abduction. The director is Maddie Beckerman and the screenwriter. So much more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Maddie Beckerman, writer, director, working on a film that's now available in theatrical release and video on demand. I'm going to rent this thing. If it's available on iTunes, I'm going to rent it.
It is.
It's called Alien Abduction. Is it available on iTunes?
It is, definitely. We're actually at the top of the charts and doing incredibly well.
Wow, congratulations. Oh, let's see now. I missed it. It opened in Phoenix on the 4th of April.
It did.
Yeah. See, I always catch things late. I live in the Phoenix area since 1993. I did not see the Phoenix lights.
Oh, that was my next question.
Okay, well, you got the answer. I didn't. You know, I'm kind of a hermit. As Chris knows, I'm kind of a homebody. I do get out every so often. They let me out every so often. Let's get back to the story.
They flew right over my motel room at Casa Grande, and I missed it. I was watching the NCAA finals.
You see, and I was writing a book on technology. I wasn't heavily into UFOs there. I kind of get away from the subject. Okay, so let's talk about the stories. You did see lights.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw the lights of Brown Mountain very clear. We went up there, my wife and a friend of ours, and we saw the lights full on. And I took pictures of our experience, and I did do a little blog about it. You can check it out at alienabductionfilm.com. There's an area called Director's Blog, and it's all up there.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely check that. But let's go more into the background here.
Sure.
Now, in terms of abductions, did you talk to anybody within that area who claimed to have been abducted by alien beings or something or other?
Yes. So the opening of our film is a documentary style where we interview, you know, several local people. We interview a professor of astronomy and physics, Dan Caton, at Appalachian State University. We interviewed local people who have seen the lights their entire life. and we interview people who claim they've been abducted. And so the opening of the film really sets the story and shows what we believe is really going on there. And one of the stories is this woman, after seeing the lights, heads home, and she is sucked up against the ceiling of her bedroom. And she wakes up in bed moments later. Her husband jumps up and says, "Oh my God, I just had the worst nightmare. I was sucked up against the ceiling of our bedroom."
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Don't you hate that when that happens? And the crazy part was that their daughter comes running in the room and says, "Where have you guys been for the last day and a half?"
I really hate when that happens.
Yeah. So this is a typical time loss. People do not remember what's happened to them. They remember an initial either lights or something odd happening to them physically, and then losing like around 18 hours.
Wow, this is really unusual. I'm fairly up to speed on these subjects, and I really had no idea that the Brown Mountain Lights had these attendant potential stories that are somehow tied to them. Now, I'm sure you've done quite a bit of research on this, and I know Joshua has. How far back do some of these legends go? I seem to recall stories from, I think, the 1800s even, of these lights being seen.
It dates all the way back to 1200, actually. It's over 800 years, and it dates back to the Cherokee Indians. And the first legend of lights was talked about by the Cherokees, where a whole group of Cherokees went missing on the mountain. And what they said the lights were was the spirits of these Native Americans who roamed the mountains. You know, the history is large groups of people have gone missing in this area for centuries. And, the next known recording of this dates back to George Washington's observers who actually saw the lights. So it predates electricity. And then, the more modern was 1912. In the Charlotte Observer, there's an article that comes out about, a group of a hunting club who went missing and had witnessed the lights. So this is repeated throughout history. And then there's a very famous bluegrass song called The Brown Mountain Lights, which was most famously done by Roy Orbison. And it's about a hunter who goes hunting around the Linville Gorge, Brown Mountain area, sees the lights and goes missing. His workers go out looking for him, and they also go missing. And, tying all those big disappearances together is where we end up today.
Wow, really interesting. We've had an abduction researcher and alien implant expert, if you want to go there, named Daryl Sims, who came up about 20 years ago with a very interesting observation that he seems to think that there's a high percentage of abductees that share a Cherokee and Irish genetic background.
Wow.
And in this area, I know it was settled by Irish settlers, and of course it was a Cherokee area.
Yeah, Irish and Scottish settlers.
Yeah.
Main people who were there. And actually they have a whole thing called the Highland Games. That's so, so interesting. And it is Cherokee land.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. I'm also Cherokee and Irish, and I had an experience when I was 7 years old that may not be related to Daryl Sims' particular genetic equation. But so we have phenomena that have been reported prior to electric lights. It's fairly routine to see them during flat periods when it appears. What other types of background information have you dug up about these lights, and how has this spun off into some of the local lore about them? What are some of the, people's ideas of what these lights are and what they may represent?
We did a big premiere in Morganton, which is the town that's directly next to the Overlook, for the Brown Mountain Overlook. And, I really believe that this phenomenon is bigger than Roswell. It's bigger than Area 51. Because anyone can go up there and actually see the lights for themselves. And it's been witnessed by thousands of people for hundreds of years. So, we did our premiere in Morganton of the film, and we had a you know, good like 600-700 people show up. And I did a Q&A session with the local people afterwards. And I took my iPhone out and I asked a question. I said, you know, how many people here have witnessed the Brown Mountain Lights? And I'm not kidding you, about 75% of that audience raised their hands having seen it.
Well, that would seem to make sense that a film about it would tend to attract a large number of people who are interested, sure.
Now,
is there an official explanation to what these lights are? I assume they would kind of point to some kind of natural phenomenon.
You know, it's been studied three different times by the U.S. government, and each time they come up with a different plausible idea. People have claimed that it's swamp gas. There's no swamp.
Swamp gas. Yeah. Okay, that's legendary in the UFO field, swamp gas.
They claim it's swamp gas. There's definitely no swamp in the area. Another scientist claimed it was ball lightning, which, you know, I mean, I find it hard to believe that this particular spot would constantly create ball lightning.
Yeah.
And that ball lightning would move around trees and chase people. You know, it's one thing seeing this phenomenon from 700 feet across a gorge, but it's another thing when you hear people tell stories of seeing it 20 feet away in the parking lot with them.
Now, did you make any effort to consider going into the valley to see whether you could find any of these lights?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Joshua Warren actually took a whole team out there from National Geographic.
Right, and they got some interesting footage, too.
They did. It's up there on Josh's site, brownmountainlights.com, but it's pretty impressive stuff they got.
We're going to get into more of this in our next segment. By the way, Joshua Warren, I gather, has a cameo in the film as himself?
We interviewed him in the opening of the movie.
Okay, Matty Beckerman, director, writer, Alien Abductions, the film. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
As we progress, Chris O'Brien is going to assume the voice of an alien ready to abduct us. Our guest is Maddie Beckerman. The film is Alien Abduction. It's science fiction, but has a factual basis, the incidents or phenomenon known as the Brown Mountain Lights near Morganton, North Carolina. And I was there. I didn't see the lights. You know, they hid the day I went up there. So, you know, that's how things happen to me. Now, let's look at the physical characteristics here, Maddie. How big are these lights supposed to be?
Well, they're about 8 feet, 7 or 8 feet large, and they're spheres of orbs. They can be multicolored, and usually they travel in groups together. When I saw them, there were about 8 or 9 of them. And typically people will see, you know, 3 or 4 moving in a pattern together. And you know what? Sometimes it's that triangle pattern that is kind of classic to UFOs, where they form that triangle a grid, and it's and then they move off and they shoot off in different directions. It's been reported for centuries.
Okay, well, you know, we have a whole bunch of questions, and I think some of them would be good to ask here. We have a question here from Polterwurst, who's one of our longtime posters at forum.theparacast.com, and he wants to know about doing a documentary about the Brown Mountain Lights and other ball-type light phenomenon reported all over the world, which include the Min Min Lights, Hasselden, Foo Fighters, etc., and especially comparing sighting descriptions of credible witnesses with known light phenomenon, as we were talking about ball lightning. And another topic that not many people know about, as an aside here, earth lights. And he's wondering about possible causes of misinterpretation. Car headlights, planes, helicopters should be interesting. Now, we've already determined that this seems to predate any sort of electrical activity. So what other potential explanations have been, you know, put forth by scientists or by people that have been investigating this? What about this whole idea of earth lights? Are you familiar with Paul Devereaux's work and some of the theories that he's come up with about earthquake fault lights, for instance, and other types of earth light phenomenon?
Yeah, I mean, it has to do with electromagnetism and water moving underneath the earth and the fault line, electromagnetism. You know, it very well could be that something natural is causing this, and maybe some of the sightings are some kind of natural phenomenon. But that doesn't explain, you know, the creature sightings that people see there, or the abduction stories. I definitely listened to all the different, you know, if you go up there as a geologist, you think it's part of the geology. If you go up there, somebody who's studying, astrology, you try to explain it as a meteor.
A sociologist would consider it to be a sociological phenomenon.
Right.
A phenomenologist would probably accept all of the above and then reject them all. Matty, you've kind of hinted here that there were also other types of phenomena that have been reported that seem possibly to be connected. What sort of entity sightings have been seen? Give us kind of a short list on some of the stories that you've heard.
Yeah, so, you know, Ralph Lael is the, you know, biggest one there, who claimed, you know, of course, that he had an alien body that he would show to people, and there's pictures of that up. And then there's a creature they call Pumpkin Man, which is a little guy who's about 4 feet tall and has a head shaped like a pumpkin. And lots of people have claimed they've seen that around the Brown Mountain area. You know, but it still, for me, always comes back to the large groups of people who have gone missing. And now, more recently, one of my favorite stories is of a guy who actually reached out and put his hand into one of the Brown Mountain lights, surrounded by witnesses. So he went up to the overlook, and this was around 1988, with a group of 9 or 10 people. And one of the lights came up onto the overlook off of Highway 181 in Burke County, North Carolina. One of the lights came up onto the area, and everyone ran away except for this one guy who got out of his car and decided to walk up to the lights. And very similarly to Travis Walton, Fire in the Sky, everyone's screaming, "No, no, get back in here." He walks up. He puts his hand out and sticks his hand directly into it. And there's two accounts of what happened, one from him directly and another from the group that were surrounding him. He explained that it was about 4 seconds, and it felt like he was sticking his hand into an electrical socket, like he was electrocuted. The people around him said he was stuck and frozen for a good 10 or 15 minutes and could not move. And no one would approach him to get him out of it. They said the light went from about 8 feet wide and it dimmed down and got really compact around him. And so this is another, you know, this is the first time I've heard of anybody actually touching one of these lights.
Well, 10 minutes. Well, where were all the cameras? Where were the video cameras and you know, people documenting this?
You know, I guess in 1988, they didn't have the, you know, cell phone cameras and those types of things. It wasn't that time.
Well, now they do have the cell phone cameras, and you still don't see as many pictures of things as you expect. And when you do, they don't show anything. They just show little flecks of light in the sky. But this would be the problem here, too. Even if you took a picture of it and you show somebody's hand inside a light, you could say it could be anything at all.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, the pictures that I have on my site are pretty clear. There are beams of light and orbs surrounding us, and you can see very clearly what's happening. It's just obvious. And it was taken just with my iPhone, and my wife then started taking pictures with hers. So two different iPhones.
All right, let's look into the disappearances. Did anybody actually just vanish and never come back?
Well, they say Ralph Lael actually vanished and never came back.
Oh? He didn't just die off and get buried or something?
You know,
there's no entry in the cemetery for his body?
You know, there's legend and there's conjecture and there's things, and I've heard different stories about it. So it could be that he just disappeared. I know that the alien body did just disappear, and his place was bulldozed after he had gone.
Well, understand, too, he was an old guy.
Yeah.
So no idea. As a matter of fact, I don't remember how old he was. I got this 70-ish kind of vibe, which meant He could have died of natural causes.
It's very possible.
So there you go. All right. Now, as far as the abductions are concerned, have you brought in abduction researchers to look at the incidents and evaluate it?
No. I mean, a lot of these people, you know, they have a hard time talking about it. And it's funny, since I've made the film, many more people have approached me to discuss what they've experienced there. You know, at the premiere we did, I had, you know, three different people come up and say, I've seen the lights and I've been abducted. Here's my story. And I think it would be good for, if we are going to do a second film, to follow up, talk to all these people, do a second round of documentary footage, and definitely get their stories on tape and go into it.
So you basically are going to make that a follow-up film, not a sequel, like in the sense of, you know, Alien Abduction 2, unless, I guess, if there's big demand for it.
Yeah, I mean, well, I already started doing the documentary, and actually the opening of the film, the documentary pieces, I wasn't planning on using that in the actual movie. I just started interviewing local people because they kept approaching me and saying, I've seen the lights, I've seen the lights. I said,
sometimes that's even better than the fictionalized stuff.
Yeah, it really was captivating.
I've got a question. Obviously, this is a project that really has fascinated you, and the subject matter is compelling. How difficult is it to, even as an insider with a track record like you have, how difficult is it to pitch an idea like this to the trade, so to speak?
I mean, it's pretty tough. We did this completely independently outside the studio system.
We have Matty Beckerman, director and screenwriter. The film is Alien Abduction, based on the legend or the reality of the Brown Mountain Light. Makes me feel disappointed that I didn't see the real lights all those years ago. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.